But first, new details on the death of Osama bin Laden, the man behind the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The raid by U.S. forces that killed bin Laden also recovered intelligence information that American officials are reviewing now. Hard drives, computers, DVDs, thumb drives, all of that was pulled out of the compound in Pakistan where bin Laden was staying. Authorities hope it could offer clues to help prevent future terrorist attacks and to help break up the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. This animation gives you a general idea of how the raid took place. Helicopters landed inside the compound, dropping off Navy SEALs. They went floor to floor, clearing the building. One of the helicopters crashed because of a mechanical failure. It was blown up by the U.S. forces before they left. The SEALs shot and killed bin Laden after he resisted, and then they carried his body out of the building. The operation wasn't run from the White House, but the president and his top national security advisors watched the raid happen in real time. You can see the president, the vice president, secretaries of state and defense. The U.S. counterterrorism leader said, for the people in that room, it was probably one of the most anxiety-filled periods of time in their lives. What you're saying about bin Laden's death. Dalton is relieved to know that bin Laden is dead. Hopefully in the coming years we can put an end to Al-Qaeda and the deaths they have caused. Brittany believes bin Laden's death doesn't change much in the war on terrorism. We will still be at war in Afghanistan, and we should have been able to capture Osama more quickly, she writes. Clayton is happy the U.S. found and killed bin Laden, saying many people, including a firefighter from Clayton's family, were killed in the 9/11 attacks. Elsa thinks it's wrong to ever be cheering someone's death and says the world isn't going to be safer overnight. She says it's now critical to step up security so Al-Qaeda can't retaliate. And from Alec, the Al-Qaeda terrorist group has lost a lot of power. Thanks to the amazing military of the USA, this has taken a lot of weight off our shoulders.